The whole Liverpool boom was just John, Paul, George and Ringo.
So I'm sure there's a million people out there that would love to see you all jangling away together again.
Well, it's like 90% that George, Ringo and I would record together again. Maybe not as Beatles, you know, under that title. But, like, if I wanted the guitarist to play with me, you know, I would ask him. Mm. Same as I asked Ringo to play drums, you know.
15 months after it was recorded, Let It Be was released. The album sounded like what it was destined to become, the Beatles' swan song. The title track offered the only attitude for both the group and their worldwide following. It had to be stoically accepted that the Beatles were, in the end, a phenomenon of the 60s. The 70s and beyond were only to feel their influence.
But letting it be, that's the thing. This is a symbolic affliction of social behold too. You see, as the story told, all sound and fury, all our yesterdays which Shakespeare hoed, in Macbeth he hoed off that, as you know, before he slalloped his head off in the early corn. Oh, but far from strutty cockroach over the stage of life, what? So the beetle-odes, in our memory wordy wisdom, like in the songs that Mary said and stand before. Not sure of forever a Maudy, but for some time to come, if you're letting it be. Please, if you wold, what, would you? Oh, well, all right then, deep joy, deep joy.